שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 435.
We're reading in the writings of Baal Sulam. This is from the introduction to the book of Zohar. We're in item 15. You can find the article in kabbalahmedia.info or go to the study materials tab in the Arvut system. You can also send questions. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson.
Yeah, we shall continue with the introduction to the book of Zohar. It's very thorough, all-inclusive. It opens our eyes to the system the Creator had prepared for us in order to bring us from the zero degree where we do not exist to His degree. This is the system of creation. That's what it needs to do on us. So what do we need to understand next?
So
we are in the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 15. Sorry, item 16. Therefore, one might wonder if perhaps choice had been taken from us, since we must be completed and come to the third state, since it is already present in the first. The thing is that the Creator has prepared for us two ways in the second state in order to bring us to the third state. The first is the path of observing Torah and Mitzvot, as has been explained above. The second is the path of suffering, since the pain itself purifies the body and will eventually compel us to invert our will to receive into the form of a desire to bestow and cling to Him. It is, as our sages said, if you repent, good, and if not, I will place over you a king such as Haman, who will force you to repent. Our sages said about the verse, will hasten it in its time. If they are rewarded, I will hasten it. If not, in its time. This means that if we are granted through the first path by observing Torah and Mitzvot, we thus hasten our correction. And we do not need the harsh and bitter agony and the long time needed to experience them. So they will compel us to reform. And if not, in its time, meaning only when the suffering completes our correction and the time of correction is forced upon us. On the whole, the path of suffering is also the punishments of the souls in hell. But one way or another, the end of correction, namely the third state, is mandatory because of the first state. Our choice is only between the path of suffering and the path of Torah and Mitzvot. Thus, we have thoroughly clarified how the three states of the souls are interconnected and necessitate one another.
Ken, אז בבקשה, שאלות.
So please, questions.
He
tells us that there are only two paths before us. The end is predetermined. The final state exists. The question is, how do we develop to accept the final state, the complete state in adhesion with the Creator, the perfect state? So we have two ways of coming to it, either through keeping Torah and Mitzvot, observing Torah and Mitzvot, as we call it, when we do everything required of us in order to correct our will to receive, so it will be entirely in order to bestow. This is called through observing the path of observing Torah mitzvot. Torah is the upper light that influences us, and the mitzvot, the commandments, are our broken desires that are getting corrected by this light, and they become in order to bestow. This is called the path of correction or the observing of Torah and mitzvot. Or if we don't do it by ourselves, or we do it but in an incomplete way, we grow lazy, then there are additional forces that obligate us. So we ourselves determine the path we're on. And somewhere else, he explains that we exist neither on the path of observing Torah and mitzvot, and not, nor on the path of suffering, but in the middle, which is called the path of the land. A little bit from this, a little bit from that. But the end is predetermined, and it is before us in its entirety.
Moscow 1.
Да, спасибо, Рав. Пока нам не назначили вот этого внешнего
шамана,
который нас силы приведет, мы
сами
внутри себя, чтобы просить Творца, чтобы
received this king of Haman by force, we need to find it ourselves.
Haman are forces that obligate us harshly. Violently obligate us and bend us. It's a path of suffering. Also, when a person feels himself as wicked, as incapable, and is tormenting himself, this is the hell. And we need to understand that we were given the path of Torah and mitzvot, meaning in the group, through the prayer, we attain our progress and our corrections in the fastest, easiest, most comfortable way. Not that we're running away from the problems, but we are grateful and we are aware of the feeling of suffering that's helping us advance better on the correct path. Since without the sensation of good and bad, of true and false, we would not be able to advance. So consequently, we need these opposing sensations to awaken in us and to accompany us towards the end of correction. The question is only, how do we relate to it? How do we feel those forces that develop us, that will come to us and take us and explain to us, this is good, this is not, it should be more connection, and draw the reforming light and pray to the Creator and so on and so forth. Meaning we need this reinforcement, this help. And this is the correct path of correction.
Вот здесь написано, что путь страданий — это также и наказание.
It says here that the path of suffering is also the punishment. What does that mean?
It's when a person begins to feel that his life is truly not life, and his corrections, what he thought of as corrections, are not corrections, and he regrets everything, is incapable of anything, he cannot turn to the Creator because the Creator is concealed from him, then this state, as if this is the final terminal state, he's hit a wall, and it seems like the Creator is not in his world, or is not helping him out, and he himself is not capable of waking up, but he can feel these states as the states of hell. He can't see any benefit from them, and you can see no way out from them. But everything passes. everything passes. And if he continues, even mechanically, without any feeling in the heart, any thought in his brain, but he continues physically, which is why we're in this world, the lowest of all. Since if we nevertheless continue physically, mechanically, he gets up, he goes, he participates physically, sitting in a group, in the lesson, although I'm incapable of anything, everything, and I give me time, as it says, whatever the mind can't do, time can. And you see that it works and it passes, and that's how we advance.
PT 24.
Rav, exertion, when I force over my desire, my ego, to do actions for the benefit of the group despite its resistance, is that in the category of suffering or Torah and Mitzvot?
If you can determine for yourself, if you can bend yourself, if you can connect to the friends and do what you think is good for them, this is the correct path. This is the path of Torah, not of suffering. The path of suffering is when you're unable to put yourself under the reforming light. You're incapable of connecting to the friends, of lowering your head before them. This is the path of suffering. And also in that, there are many states. Typically, the path of suffering is when a person stops feeling that he's connected to the Creator and that it all comes to him from the Creator. Rather, that there is no governor in the world, there's no purpose, there's no goal. He lives in, such a way, or as it's written, the land was given to the hand of the wicked.
This prayer closes it when it's.
The prayer is capable of everything. There's nothing stronger, more certain, more active than the prayer, especially when we can organize it as the prayer of the public, when it comes from the group to the Creator. When we scrutinize, it's called the preparation for the prayer, the intention of the prayer. When we first scrutinize what to do, how to do it, who do we turn to, and so on and so forth. What do we wish to obtain? All those things are the scrutinies of the prayer, and they're more important than the prayer itself.
Can I ask more?
Yes.
It's me, Rav. When we say suffering, does that relate to the 99% or just to the workers of the Creator?
There's an incorporation here. But here, it is speaking only of a person who is typically, who's going on the path of the collective or the path of the individual, but even humanity as a whole is advancing, and even for it, there is the advancement on the path of the collective and the path of the individual. The path of the collective is when they advance through what we call evolution. In this evolution, we include also all the states that we're going through. When humanity is not aware of it, why is it happening? But it's happening. With each passing day, the world is acquiring greater speed in the changes it's undergoing. This is the path of the great suffering. And besides that, there's an incorporation between the Kabbalists and all the other people in the world, where nevertheless what Kabbalists write somehow reaches everyone in the world. There are also corrections through faiths, religions, belief systems, which came out, branched out of the wisdom of Kabbalah in many ways, and they built different methods among people in humanity. This too brings it towards correction, although not on the straight path, but nevertheless, they are prepared for correction. And besides that, the important thing is when we came to the state of the last generation where the opportunity, the possibility for learning the wisdom of Kabbalah opened up, and they can participate in the relation of the Creator without any difference, as Baal Sulam writes, both white and red and black and yellow, and all of humanity can participate in it. And everyone will come to be as one bundle, and one heart, and one corrected desire. So, ultimately, we need to try to see how we can help it out and how we all become needy of it and we all connect into one vessel. This is happening each passing day, and we need to see how the whole world is like that in its corporeal development, in politics, in scientific development, and everything that's happening to it, including
COVID,
including this COVID. Including this virus, coronavirus, how they all work together in order to bind us together and give us the sensation that we are interdependent on one another. Look what's happening today with Russia and Ukraine. That's also not happening for nothing. There are no coincidences. It's everything is serving to show how we are connected to these different ties, and we're interconnected and interdependent. And in this way, humanity is moving faster towards feeling as one vessel. Okay, we have Turkey too.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. A question from our 10. If we are given to hold on to spiritual knowledge and reform, how will we make this awakening and how will we feel this enlightenment in our 10?
No, there's
plenty of material before you, study material. There's a system where you can already do it, how to connect in the 10 and from the 10 to turn to the Creator and to turn to the entire vessel of Nebuch. And for it to turn to the Creator together, I think we need to establish our plea to the Creator not merely from the 10, but from the entire world plea to pick the correct time, the correct date, and to focus on connection, internal connection, with a desire to reach the Creator in order to give Him contentment, in order to give Him, to deliver to Him our hearts, so He would correct those hearts and fill them with his light, with his self. That's what we need to do. I think that more or less we're approaching, we're fast approaching a state where we can begin such actions. Think about it. Write about it. You have somewhere to write, right? An address, right?
Boardworldkli@gmail.com.
Think how to establish a special date, special material, not too much, but the important thing is to open up the hearts and to offer them together to the Creator, to connect them, that's the correction, and we'll fill them, that's His filling. And in such a prayer, we can attain a great deal of advancement. So it's worthwhile for us to think how to do it. How do we add to it? Everyone in the world. And how do we use it to come to the end of correction? There's no set time for it. Rather, whenever we want it, we'll do it. And whenever the Creator wants it, it'll happen. Балтія 4.
Доброе утро, Раф. А всякий раз мы можем отнести страдания, которые мы получаем, только что я отрываю.
Good morning, Rav. Each time we can relate the suffering that we feel only to disconnecting from the Creator, or there are other ways and other reasons.
Suffering, we feel, many reasons. First of all, it's the sin of Adam Arishon, the disconnection from the Creator that took place in our root. And the Creator did it, so we would discover this breakup and would want to come closer and see how much we're incapable of doing it, and then connect between us and turn to Him correctly and obligate Him to connect us and to fill us, fulfill us, to help us. That's a process we have to go through.
Buenos días, querido Rap. Rap, en nuestro avance siempre tenemos que experimentar un poco de la línea izquierda.
Good day, dear Rav.
Un poco de la línea derecha. En este caso,
in our progress, we need to experience some of the left line and some of the right line. And here, we also have to combine between the path of suffering and the path of Torah and Mitzvot, or we can only take the path of Torah and Mitzvot.
The fact that we're advancing over all the states that the Creator is revealing in us, which are the states of separation, and we want from these states of separation to come to states of nearing, this path already includes in it these two states. Hence, we are going on the middle line.
PT19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. Question. It says that only when the suffering completes our correction and the time of correction is forced upon us, on the whole, the path of suffering is also the punishments of the souls in hell. But one way or another, the end of correction, namely the third state, is mandatory because of the first state. The question is, the common prayer you talked about, can it replace this state?
We do not replace anything. We simply accelerate the time. That's what we do. How it works in this entire process, this huge system, we can't say, and we shouldn't even think that we are seemingly understand something about it and can change it. Rather, the fact that we're connecting, we're praying, this works in the most powerful way in order to bring the system to the corrected state. And with what states are we going through from our current state to the corrected state? We can't say. We cannot determine that. There are many details there. And in truth, I don't know. I only know that whatever I can do today, and this is the most correct thing to do, and to come into it when seemingly trying to dictate to the Creator how, in what way He needs to accompany us to the end of correction, this is not wise, okay?
Kiev.
Здравствуйте. Вот, подскажите, здесь Бальсулам, когда говорит о двух состояниях, о двух путях.
Бальсулам here, when he talks about two paths.
Вот, если удостоится идти первым путем, что вроде как выбор.
Says that if we are awarded with taking the first path, turns out there's no choice.
Есть выбор между двумя.
There's only whether we are awarded or not. And then he says there's still a choice between the two paths. So as a 10, when we advance, when do we have the choice and when do we not have the choice?
We have no ability not to advance toward the end of correction, because we are created beings. We have a starting point and an end point. And the end point already exists, and we are there, we're included in it, in all of our corrections, in anything and everything. This is the third state. The first state is when we are shattered, completely opposite from the third state. And the second state is a transition whereby we need to go from the broken state, corrupted, we are in the big ego that pushes us apart, and we have to go all the way down to the state where we are connected. And we can feel only the connection. No one feels himself, but we only feel the connection between us, all of us together. And then in this togetherness, the Creator is revealed. That's what we need to go through.
Вопрос я уточню. Если есть десятка, это всегда гарантия, что мы идем путем.
Just to refine the question. If there's a 10, it means we're always advancing in my
path of Torah? No. If I'm in the 10, I don't know what is a 10. I don't know exactly how the 10 is advancing. I need to constantly examine myself according to what Rabash is writing to us. Are we connecting? Is our connection correct? Is it aimed at the right goal? And are we advancing towards it daily? We have to scrutinize that and keep it daily. This is called the path of Torah, and
Torah is mimila or
mitzvot. The light that comes from above is Torah. Torah from the word or light, and the mitzvot, the commandments. So when we try between us, what is the commandment? To love your friend as yourself, to reach an ever-growing connection. And when we're incapable, we constantly pray, we ask. Then the upper light appears and connects us, and accordingly can appear within us, according to the equivalence of form. And that's how we advance.
Что тогда такое путь страданий в десятке?
In that state, what is the path of suffering in the 10?
The path of suffering is when we don't understand, when we do not feel. We cannot feel our progress according to the rule of Torah and Mitzvot. We're disconnected from invoking, inviting the reforming light. And we can't justify our creation, cannot justify the Creator. We are diametrically opposite to Him. There are also unpleasant states on the path of Torah.
And
we feel to what extent we are opposite, we're distant, we're opposing the Creator. But these states are sort of springboard. When we constantly raise us from these states and closer to Him. It all depends on how are we using the negative states. When we try to pass these negative states from a negative feeling to a purposeful feeling. And the difference is in the purposeful feeling, when we take each and every negative state through that feeling, we begin to feel a good state, sweet. Where the bitter becomes sweet and the darkness becomes light. This is our path. Okay.
Latin 7.
Hola Rab, hola amigos, gracias. A veces como decena nos enfrentamos con temas.
Hello dear friends, Rav. Sometimes as a 10 we meet with topics we don't understand. Part of our group has a tendency to research the topic and ask questions and understand it, and other part of the 10 thinks we should just let go of that topic and take it by faith above reason. So the question is, to what point do you scrutinize with reason, and where does faith above reason begin?
Beautiful. Thank you for asking. It's a very important question. Very important. The first rule, we can never understand, investigate, examine, and receive a correct decision within the state that we're in. Never. It's like a child who cannot decide correctly until he grows up a little, and then from a higher degree, he'll understand his state, and he will know how to make decisions for the state that he was in and how he should have behaved correctly. Therefore it says, there's no righteous person in the land that did good without first sinning. Meaning we can always discuss the state when and if we're rising from it to a higher state. And then from there we can investigate the previous state and decide on it. What was there? What did we do? Etc. Well, that's on the one hand. On the other hand, it's clear that in each and every state where a person is in, he can never decide what is correct, what is incorrect. Never. Until he rises to the next degree. Yeah, we see it with little kids. We say, okay, he'll grow up, then he'll feel more, he'll understand more. That's how it'll be. That's how we are in life. So, it turns out that the most correct way in our life to not make any mistakes is to always go above reason. Always go in faith above reason. Then you're never making any mistakes. What does it mean to go in faith above reason? That I cleave myself to the higher degree, and I'm taking its intellect, its mind, its feeling, according to Bina, not according to Malchut. then I never make any mistakes and I climb higher. That's why this is the path we do need to take. Then we'll advance quicker, without any problems, without even falling, and always in the correct way. Clear? Think about it. We can keep going on that. Gradually, I'll tell you what else we need to do there. But the correct path, just like with kids, the safest thing to do is to listen to his parents. They won't want to cause him any harm. They are always trying to pull him to a higher degree, to support him and to help him. And if he'll do it by himself, of course he will fall and make mistakes. That's why we need to connect ourselves to the degree of Abba Vehima. This is called the degree of Bina.
Доброе утро, Раф. Доброе утро, мировой клей. Раф, в духовном нет времени, мы говорим. Для чего такие...
Good morning, Robin World Clay. Robin, spirituality, there's no time. So why such a long period in the second state, and how to take understand the concept of time?
We need to measure ourselves not according to the time but to the states we're going through. Therefore, if we measure the states we're undergoing, then we will yearn for the group, because in it we can accelerate the time. We can really compress it, like make a time compression. And then we'll have no problem even to compress thousands of years of development into one moment, because time does not exist. It exists, depends only on how much we are connecting, and we are shrinking this time into one point.
Beseder, focus group.
Okay, focus group.
Rav,
I'm going back to things I heard in the beginning of the lesson. When a person feels how much he's incapable, he's feeling hell and eating himself up. So besides letting time do its part and continuing in studying and dissemination, what else to do to make that feeling pass? What do you answer this inner voice?
He needs to, if he can, he needs to tell himself it's the Creator who's pushing him into the group, meaning it's the Creator who's pulling him towards the center of the ten, where the Creator himself can be found. So all those states we're going through are simply clarions calling us on behalf of the Creator to come to him. And it's drawing us in.
No. Rav, can I add? First, we wanted to start with a great gratitude to the whole world, Kli, for the action that we asked for help yesterday, and hundreds of friends joined to an action that took part the whole day, to this really inner unity that was felt in the whole Kli. So first of all, we want to say thank you to the whole Kli for this action.
Yeah, I was also with you. Good. I'm happy about it.
And a question about that, about what we discussed now regarding hasten time and in due time. It feels like this action was in due time, meaning there was suffering and we turned together and tried to overcome it. You said a few minutes ago that we should maybe do such connections, set some times for us to unite and pray together. Can we do these actions without the suffering?
Of course. What do you mean without the suffering? Are we in the end of correction? No. Is there a goal before us? Yes. We need to awaken our hearts to reach the goal. There's not time there. It's not 6,000 years that we count according to the calendar. Those are degrees from Malchut to Bina. You have Chagat Nei, 6,000 years. So let's make a quantum leap of sorts and we're done. So let's raise a prayer. I think we're capable of it. And all of us together, let's try to day and night, doesn't matter, around the clock. We're working around the clock after all. Let's try to do it so that all the thoughts, desires, and intentions will be aimed at the Creator, and from us together we will connect them and will direct them at Him. And that will help us be more connected by ourselves, and also will help us to turn to Him, to bring Him our hearts. We'll try to bestow contentment to Him. What we attain in it, we don't see exactly what we attain, because it will be also in order to receive, but rather we want to give Him contentment through that. When we turn to Him. So let's try to organize it and do it. Get organized. Ita one.
Per lavorare nella prima via con le misvoe e la Torah, è sufficiente l'intenzione e la preghiera.
In order to work on the first path with Torah and mitzvot, is it enough to have the intention and the prayer so the heart, the life will correct our heart and soul and body?
Yes, all our actions should basically end with prayer, with turning to the Creator. But before that, to prepare ourselves for this correct plea, we have to do some actions, even corporeal actions.
Tov, Piti 31.
Alright, PT 31.
Question from the 10. Why does it seem sometimes that those who are in the 10 and they invest everything they've got on the path, they are suffering? Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Say it again and say it clearly.
Oh, how come it seems like those who are in the 10 and they invest everything on this path, they're actually suffering? Shouldn't it be the other way around?
A person can never see the other in the correct way, because he doesn't know the heart of the other. He could see his external conditions and other things, but we can't do the calculations for the other. PT
29.
Thank you, dear Rav. The question about a prayer, why the scrutinies before the prayer are more important than the prayer itself?
Because it determines our whole address to the Creator. Let's move on to the women, please.
From Mark 36, what's the point of going through all the states if the end of correction, meaning the third state, is mandatory, necessary from the perspective of the first state?
All these states, not only they are predetermined, they also already exist, all of them as one. And they exist in a state called Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction. And the third state determines the first and second state, which must happen in order to reveal
the third state.
מצד אחד אוהב השם יוכיח. מצד שני יש שתי דרכים, איסורין ותורה.
On the one hand, the creator rebukes the one he likes. On the other hand, there's the path of Torah and two paths. How to not run away from the path of correction and to choose the path of Torah.
Path of light and path of suffering is something we choose in relating everything that happens to us to the Creator. We move to the path of Torah. And if we detach from Him, then we move to the path of pain.
Hala.
You said that the path of suffering is when a person stops to feel the connection with the Creator. And the question is, in my life, I'm not able to feel connected to the Creator, although mechanically I'm realizing everything you said. Lessons, 10, dissemination, I can't understand why the Creator is concealed from me, and what should I do so He will be more present in my life?
Seek Him. Search for Him. I have no other answer. The Creator is hidden. That's how He's called, a hiding God. And we have to find Him.
Yeah. From Mark 21,
if a person accepts in faith above reason that the world and everything in it are in the perfect state, will it help him reach the end of correction? What does he need to add to it?
Man should see the world as a perfect world, and if he doesn't see a perfect world, he needs to turn to himself right away and see where he needs to correct himself in order to see a corrected, perfect world.
Mak Israel 1, if the 10 is advancing on the path of Torah, can it accelerate its correction, or does it depend on the correction of the world, and we are obligated to engage in dissemination until the end of correction of all the souls?
When the 10 goes through the path of Torah, it also has to take care of the general correction of the world. One cannot be without the other.
I have the feeling that I'm the only one who lives in concealment and the rest of the world lives in joy. I feel like I'm keeping myself in prison. What to do?
Come out of prison by connecting with everyone. There are no walls here. There's no locks. No one is keeping you in prison. There's just one thing. You yourself have to open your heart and welcome everyone there. That's it. Go ahead.
Last one from Petah Tikva. I came to the path 20 years ago. I would connect every minute in my life to the Creator. I would look for Him, yearn for Him in every moment. Gradually, as the years went by, the search stopped. When I look at my life, I see that 90% of the time I cannot ascribe to the Creator. I simply live as an animal. What should I do so the Creator will return to be present in my life?
That's what we're learning, that today you have to turn to the Creator and reach the Creator only through connection with the others. Otherwise, it's not the right kli. So the fact that in the past you thought you were connected to the Creator, that was a mistake. Today, when you have the opportunity to connect to the Creator, it's already the right direction. So try and succeed there, only through the 10. And we're going back to item 17.
From all the above, we thoroughly understand the third inquiry we asked, that when we examine ourselves, we find ourselves to be as corrupted and as contemptible as can be. But when we examine the Operator who created us, we must be exalted, for there is none so praiseworthy as He, as becoming of the Operator who created us, because the nature of the perfect Operator is to perform perfect operations. Now we can understand that our body, with all its trifle incidents and possessions, is not at all our real body. Our real, eternal, complete body already exists in Ein Sof. In the first state, where it receives its complete form from the future third state, that is receiving in the form of bestowal, in equivalence of form with Ein Sof. If our first state necessitates that we receive the klipa of our body in the second state, in its corrupted and loathsome form, which is the will to receive for oneself alone, which is the force that separates us from Ein Sof, so as to correct it and allow us to receive our eternal body in practice in the third state. We need not protest it, since our work can only be done in this transitory and wasteful body, for one does not correct that which is not in him. Thus, we are already in that measure of wholeness worthy and fitting of the perfect operator who has made us, even in our current second state. Since this body does not blemish us in any way, since it is destined to expire and die, and is only here for the time necessary for its cancellation and acquisition of our eternal form.
Okay,
we'll hear a question from Kiev, but read again first.
Read again, 17. From the above, we thoroughly understand the third inquiry we asked, that when we examine ourselves, we find ourselves to be as corrupted and as contemptible as can be. But when we examine the operator who created us, we must be exalted, for there is none so praiseworthy as he, as becoming of the operator who created us, because the nature of the perfect operator is to perform perfect operations. Now we can understand that our body, with all its trifle incidents and possessions, is not at all our real body. Since our real eternal and complete body already exists in Ein Sof, in the first state, where it receives its complete form from the future third state, that is receiving in the form of bestowal, in equivalence of form with Ein Sof. And if our first state necessitates that we receive the klipa of our body in the second state, in its corrupted and loathsome form, which is the will to receive for oneself alone, which is the force that separates us from Ein Sof, so as to correct it and allow us to receive our eternal body in practice. In the third state, we need not protest it. Our work can only be done in this transitory and wasteful body, for one does not correct that which is not in him. Thus, we are already in that measure of wholeness worthy and fitting the perfect operator who has made us, even in our current second state. Since this body does not blemish us in any way, since it is destined to expire and to die, and it is only here for the time necessary for its cancellation and acquisition of our eternal form.
Ken. Italy 1.
Yes, Italy 1.
Caro Rav, che differenza c'è tra il nostro corpo nel primo?
Dear Rav, what's the difference between our body in the first state and our body to which we'll come to in the third state?
In the first state, we are completely broken. That's where we start the path. In the second state, we go through this path of steps, degrees, from Malchut to Bina, and that's why it's called six Sfirot, or 6,000 years, until we come to the end of the 6,000 years, which is already the degree of Bina. And by that, we go through corrections upon our will to receive. We don't yet use the will to receive in order to bestow, but the will to receive itself becomes corrected. Moscow 1.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Немножко такой вопрос.
Thank you.
Вот когда мы исправляем состояние, да?
Somewhat funny question. When we correct a certain state, we bring it under the correction of faith above reason. What exactly are we correcting?
В тела. В этом наша работа.
Is it possible we're correcting certain souls that are not clothed in the bodies?
Некуда.
Our job for each one is to correct our soul. And don't start philosophizing and all kinds of confusions here, that we need to correct other souls, and the fact that I need to incorporate with all the other desires besides mine, it's my desires, and I ultimately come to my own corrected state.
Latin
7.
Muchas gracias, Rob. Cuando dice nosotros, acá se refiere a los cabalistas, a los que ya tienen un alcance espiritual, Rob, cuando habla de nosotros en plural.
When he speaks of us, does he speak of Kabbalists in attainment? Who does he speak about when he's writing these things?
No, he turns to us, literally turns to us.
No. Entonces, Rab, cuando dice, si me permite, cuando dice que
muere,
seguimos hablando de los deseos.
And when he says that our body is dead, it means that we connect our desires in order to bestow.
The body dies means desires to receive, that they're either in order to receive, and that's why they're called dead, or when we go to correct them, they die in terms of their intention to receive. Belarus.
What is the meaning of what's the meaning of the concept of the body, where in the beginning it says that it's corrupted, then it's corrected?
No, there wasn't anything corrected. Everything comes to us in a broken way, in a shattered way. This comes deliberately from the sin of Adam HaRishon that was done by the upper force, because the upper light permeated the will to receive and shattered it, and the will to receive took on reshimot, these impressions, these records that it longs for, the fulfillment that it had, but that fulfillment is that longing is in order to receive. And so what we need to correct is only our intentions, our attitude to corporeal pleasures and then spiritual pleasures, so they're in order to bestow.
Okay. Тело имеется в виду наше желание получать, правильно?
Vadai. Ken.
Yes.
The body is able to receive.
Yes. Be'er Sheva.
With your permission, why do we need the second stage if all the corrections are clarified in the thought?
We find ourselves broken, and to reach the third state, we have to correct ourselves. And that path is called 6,000 years. Kiev 1.
Дорогой Раф, но тут вот совсем Бальсулам запутал меня. Он пишет о том, что
Бальсулам мы находимся в совершенном состоянии. Completely threw me off. He wrote that we are in the second state or the complete state, the perfect state.
No, the second state is a state of corrections.
Вот в конце отрывка он пишет, видите, что
the excerpt he writes that. We also, even in our current state, we dwell in that measure of wholeness.
Now, if you want, I'm going to have to read it again. Item 17. From all the above, we thoroughly understand the third inquiry we asked in the beginning, that when we examine ourselves, we find ourselves to be as corrupted and as contemptible as can be. But when we examine the operator who created us, we must be exalted. For there is none so praiseworthy as he, as becoming of the operator who created us, because the nature of the perfect operator is to perform perfect operations. Now we can understand that our body, with all its trifle incidents and possessions, is not at all our real body. Our real, eternal, and complete body already exists in Ein Sof, in the first state where it receives its complete form from the future third state, that is, receiving in the form of bestowal, in equivalence of form with Ein Sof. And if our first state necessitates that we receive the klipa of our body in the second state. Sorry, I'm confused because I'm also thinking about another thing. I'm sorry. And if our first state necessitates that we receive the klipa of our body in the second state, our broken states, our desire in order to receive, that becomes revealed in its corrupted and loathsome form, which is the will to receive for oneself alone. The Creator deliberately designed it in a way that it's in order to receive this desire, which is the force of that separates us from Ein Sof. Why did he do it? So as to correct it and allow us to receive our eternal body in practice in the third state. So even though it appears in the second state, which is opposite to the correction, we need not protest it. Our work can only be done in this transitory and wasteful body. This desire to receive, it's broken. We have to work on it. For one does not correct that which is not in him. And specifically by the corrections, we talked about the corrections yesterday, the day before as well, how that we buy whatever we buy for the child so that he puts it together, broken things so that he puts them together. He tries to do it, he doesn't know how, and by that he acquires wisdom. Wisdom, Chokhmah, also means Kochma, which means a force that comes from the connection. And before it's connected, everything has to be disparate, broken, shattered. Thus, we are already in that measure of wholeness worthy and fitting of the perfect operator who has made us, even in our current second state. This body does not blemish us in any way, since it is destined to expire and die, and is only here for the time necessary for its cancellation and acquisition of our eternal form. Meaning we're in a game, and we have to, let's say, assemble a car, like a toy car. And by assembling it on our own, and we're asking of the Creator, first we try it on our own, we see that we can't. And then we ask of Him, and then we advance in our minds as we are capable or incapable of doing it, and then we make contact with the Creator, which is required for us to connect to Him, and in that way we achieve correction. And these things are necessary for us to happen to us. They have to happen. We can only speed up the times. We can't skip over states that we go through, but only through connection between us, because we ourselves are pieces of that broken system. So the child works on a toy car, plastic pieces, putting them together. We have to work on ourselves. How do we assemble ourselves in the right way so that it comes together? And by that, in our corrected state, we discover the force that operates the corrected system, which is the Creator. All right, Italy won.
Caro Rav, se nel terzo stato il nostro
corpo
sarà solo per dare, che corpo potrà mai
essere? The third state, in the third state, our body will only be used for bestowal. What kind of body will it be if it receives nothing for itself? And we, how can we be separate in our eyes?
Each and every one in his incorporation with others will be unique in how he connects everyone. Everyone will do a certain style of work of connection that is unique to him. And everyone will feel in that he's holding the general vessel, that he alone is holding the general vessel. PT 31.
I understand that in the second state we're like this child is trying to put together the car, the toy car. What does it matter to the Creator if in the end I managed to put together the car or not, and if it was in suffering and hastened in due time?
All of these things are included in the end result, in the initial thought. When we get to the end, then we can understand how we had to go through each and every step. And right now, we can't say anything. It's like you try to explain to a little child something about what he's playing with. He's not going to understand you.
What's in the structure of the 10? That with that we can actually put together the car.
The 10 holds in it the model, the template, the whole shape of the collective vessel, which is 10 sefirot. And therefore it has all the laws that apply to all of reality. And to some extent, of course not in a complete way, but to some extent they also take place in the 10. So when we determine connection between us in the 10, and we want to clarify the laws that work in the 10, we actually begin to discover the whole of reality. Where are we?
We are in item 18.
Wait, we already
went through it. Item 18. Okay, let's see item 18.
18. This settles our fifth inquiry. How could it be that transitory, wasteful actions would extend from the eternal? And according to the above, we see that indeed we have already been extended as is fitting for His eternalness, eternal and perfect beings. And our eternalness requires that the klipa, the shell of the body, which was given to us only for work, be transitory and wasteful. Since if it remained in eternity, we would remain forever separated from the life of lives. And we have said before in item 13 that this form of our body, which is the will to receive for ourselves alone, is not at all present in the eternal thought of creation. For there we are in the form of the third state. Yet it is mandatory in the second state in order to allow us to correct it. And we must not ponder the state of the rest of the beings in the world besides men, since man is the center of creation. As will be written below, all other creatures do not have any value in themselves, but to the extent that they help man achieve his wholeness. Hence they rise and fall with him without any consideration for themselves. Again, this settles our fifth inquiry. How could it be that transitory, wasteful actions would extend from the eternal? According to the above, we see that indeed we have already been extended as is fitting for His great eternalness, meaning eternal and perfect beings. And our eternalness requires that the klipa, the shell of the body, which was given to us to only for work, be transitory and wasteful. Since if it remained in eternity, we would remain forever separated from the life of lives. We have said before in item 13 that this form of our body, which is the will to receive for ourselves alone, is not at all present in the eternal thought of creation. For there, we are in the form of the third state. Yet it is mandatory in the second state in order to allow us to correct it. And we must not ponder the state of the rest of the beings in the world besides men, since man is the center of creation. And all other creatures do not have any value in themselves, but to the extent that they help man achieve his wholeness. Hence, they rise and fall with him without any consideration of themselves.
We need all of reality, all people of the world, all of the still vegetative, animate, and speaking. We're connected to the whole system. Everyone works in the whole system according to his degree, and so man has to have everything, and only when he participates with everything that appears before him in the right way, then he comes to the right, to his complete correction. Okay? PT3.
We said that there is no, there are no losses in spirituality, and all the states have to remain there in order to support one another. But here he writes that the body is about to die and be annulled.
The will to receive in the form of in order to receive disappears.
meaning the way in which it appears now. It exists until the final correction. After that, we don't know how it happens, but it exists until the final correction in order to provide the other side, the posterior, towards the correction. So we can always relate to the corrected state from the uncorrected state. And in between, we will be establishing ourselves. Because if we lose the broken state from our sight, we also won't know what's the corrected state, the corrected world. And so we won't know where we are. A person has to be in a system that represents both the good things and the bad things, and he has to see himself in between the two, and thus he grows.
So the corrupted state remains in the third state in order to maintain.
No, because we already corrected everything, and he will say this soon. It's not there. But until we get to the perfection of the whole system, we need all these good and bad states to stand one against the other.
And what principle of work can we cut out from that for now that we know
that we need the bad states just like we need the good states? And in the end, as it is written also in the Zohar, where the Creator brings the angel of death, slaughters him in front of everyone, and everyone sees that it was all, that he didn't exist, that it was all just inside of us, that we depicted in such a way these things, death and theft and all that stuff, because they existed inside our desires in such a way. So it's like it's copied upon the external world for us.
And this scrutiny between the will to receive and the intention to receive, how can we understand it?
What do you mean, how can we understand it?
How can I, even can I, know what is the will to receive and the intention to receive? Can I make this scrutiny?
The desire to receive is the desire to receive. It's a force that you add upon the intention in order to receive. Yes?
Practically, we need to make this scrutiny.
We need to do these scrutinies by not working with the desires in order to receive, but rather in place of that, we want to work in order to bestow. That's it. Otherwise, you will bury yourself even more inside the ego, inside the klipot. Hence, we're not allowed to be there.
Internet.
Thank you. Internet.
Good morning, Rav. Men's questions. Leonardo from Salt Lake City. What's the difference between our present body and our eternal body?
The current is the desire to receive in order to receive. The desire to receive in order to bestow is the eternal one.
Ethan from Merkaz 1. Why was the need to create two paths if they both reach the same result?
No, we need to be between those two forces so that we will have free choice, so that we will grow standing upon two feet, and that we will be above them. The Creator wants us to be like Him, and not just carry out ourselves in a good or bad way, but rather for us to include the good states and the bad states, be incorporated by both, and build ourselves above them as the middle line. Wait, we still have some work.
Vladimir from Chaverim. It says that all our choice is only between the path of suffering and the path of Torah and Mitzvot, and thus it's not clear where the freedom of choice is, because nobody would choose the path of suffering.
We will work on this. Moscow 7.
Да. Спасибо, Раф. Если можно по 17 пункту.
Ну быстро.
If I can ask about 18. Когда мы смотрим
на работника, нас создавшего, мы должны находиться на самой большой высоте, для которой нет достаточно.
When we look at our creator,
говорит о минимальной первости.
Then we think that we need to be in the highest state. What is he talking about? The end of correction?
No, he's talking about us, not from the end. That we need, we're scrutinizing this now, that if we understand who we're receiving this whole path from, then we need to feel ourselves. It's not that we're there, but where we are truly special creatures, and what was given to us was given as that nature that we need to correct in order to come to perfection. I understand that all of these things always create a big confusion to people, but more and more incorporated in it, we need to go through a certain stage of confusion and then it will be understood and easier. It will open up. It will open up. Okay, we need to come to the next part.
Yes, if so, we'll go on to the next part of our lesson, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and before, a song.
Face after face, race after race, from one cage to another, mask after mask, task after task, lost in the sands.
Through you there's a cry, through you there's a light, a place to be discovered. Through you there's a way, together we pray to rise.
To see the face of love through your eyes, together as one. Now we rise, and every word an echo from the skies, breaking the walls, hearts unite.
Of me, through you I find my flaws. Through there's a key, a place where we can open doors.
Together we yearn, the fire it burns, a chance to feel alive. A song from the heart, singing that love will cover our cry.
To see the face of love through your eyes, together as one. In the wall, hearts you.